to all of you who don't like to hear me sniff. I'm still getting over the cold that I had last week. So I'm going to do sniffing and maybe some coughing. So it's Thursday, which means this is the fourth time I'm redoing this particular podcast. Because every time I do it, I realize there's something that I missed or I learned a little bit more. But this is the story of the Asahir Hamburger Festival. This is a new festival in Japan. Oops, sorry. Just going through the turnstile. So, to tell you about the Asahir Hamburger Festival, I gotta give you a little bit of background. Let's see. First, the top social networking site in Japan is called Mixi. Mixi is, it's a lot like MySpace. It has blogs and forums. And it's also a bit like Friendster or Facebook in that it's invitation only. But evidently there are ways to get into the site without getting an invitation. Or you can get an invitation through an auction site or something like that. What I read was about 47% of all Japanese who use social networking sites are on Mixi. That's a huge market for advertisers. The site was built by a guy in his 30s, or he's 30 years old. He started it 3 years ago when he was a third-year student at Tokyo University, which is a prestigious university. He started out, the site started out as an employment site, and it turned into a social networking site. Here comes the sniff. Because if I don't sniff, it's just gonna drip on down my shirt. So just through word of mouth, this became the most popular website, a social marketing, social networking website in Japan. And Mixi had an initial public stock offering last month, September 14th. It was the seventh largest IPO in Japan ever. The stock price doubled the first day of trading, and they had to stop trading. They had to halt trading because they went too high. The guy who founded the site, who owns 64% of the company, became a billionaire overnight. And that's $1 billion, not ¥1 billion. And ¥1 billion is a lot of money. $1 billion is a lot more money. So the question is, why did the stock suddenly lose about a third of its value, almost half of its value, on October 5th? And why didn't this make the news? It made huge news when the IPO went, what's the word for it? There's a good word for it. I can't think of it. I can't think of the word when a star explodes. God damn it. See, that's what happens when you don't use English a lot. Well, anyway, it made the news in English. It made the news in Japanese, on the TV, everything. When it lost a quarter of its, or almost half of its value in one day, there were some news articles about it, but they were pulled because the authorities wanted to keep it quiet. And why do they want to keep it quiet? Because the reason Mixi stock lost all that value was because of the Asahir Hamburger Festival. Right, so let's get into it. There's a guy in his 20s, handsome guy, who works for a big electronics company. you've heard of it in Japan. And he's using P2P file sharing on his home computer. And he gets infected with a Trojan. And this Trojan exposes his whole drive, not just his share folder. So somebody downloads all kinds of personal and corporate secret information from his drive. And they share it. Now, what's in this information? What's including this information? Corporate secrets, his vacation photos, his account information on Mixi, and pictures of his girlfriend, both with clothes on and spread eagle naked, clothes off on a bed. So, what happens next? They put his information together, especially the information about his Mixi account. Remember, Mixi is invitation only. And this gives people a false sense of security that the information they're sharing is only with their friends. So, apparently there are a lot of people who use their real names on Mixi and talk about personal, private information that you would only share with your closest friends. Well, that's what this guy did and his girlfriend did. They both had Mixi accounts. So, this photo got shared with her personal information. And when I say personal information, I mean her real name, her address, her entire educational history from what elementary school she went to what university she graduated from, and to where she's working now. All with this photo. And this photo was called the Assier Hamburger. Because when you have two butt cheeks and a hairy patch between it, it looks like an Assier hamburger. Now, they shared this information on another website called Ni Channel. It's called Channel 2. This is another very popular site in Japan that's just a compendium of all kinds of different forums. And it's quite lawless. Every forum's supposed to have a moderator who's supposed to make sure that nothing illegal gets posted. But a lot of the forums, the moderators have abandoned them, and they've been taken over by these marauding, miscreant hackers or whatever, who revel in raiding Mixi for personal information and then posting it on Ni Channel. And this was the crown jewel, the Assier Hamburger. So, let me take a drink here. So the shit hit the fan. First of all, remember that uncensored pictures in Japan are illegal. And also, there's one more thing. There are very strict very strict privacy laws in Japan that were implemented last April 2005, about how companies are allowed to use private information. They're not allowed to share it with other companies without your permission, and a couple other things. But if companies don't follow these laws, they can get into serious trouble. So these privacy laws are taken very seriously. Now, the question is, did Mixi do enough to prevent people from revealing personal information, and did they do enough to protect it? And they can get into huge trouble. So what happened? The day this broke, their stock tanked. And then Mixi, to combat this, started deleting thousands and thousands of user accounts if they had any idea or is there any suspicion at all as to whether or not this was a legitimate user, they deleted the account. And they changed their terms of services to say, all deleted accounts are final. Don't ask. We won't give you an explanation. You don't get an explanation. So a lot of innocent people lost their user accounts on Mixi, and this is like losing your user account on MySpace, right? It's cutting you off from all your friends. So there's a revolt going on of Mixi users, and this is quite serious. They are going to the Ni Chandler website and posting about all kinds of things that they don't like about Mixi. And what it's starting to sound like is that Mixi has been going to shit for a while now, and this was just the last straw, and people have had enough of it. Mixi has sort of turned into a meat market dating site. There are multi-level marketing scammers. There are scouts for hostess clubs and porno movies and stuff like that that are, bothering the women that are using it. There's a lot of teenage prostitution marketing going on. All kinds of bad stuff is coming out about Mixi. And the one thing I heard, but I haven't been able to confirm it, is that their main sponsor, their main advertiser, pulled out. So, it's hard to tell what's the truth, because apparently there was only one print newspaper who published an article about this incident, and they also, and this is terrible, they also published the hamburger, the Asier hamburger photo, with her face and her genitalia blocked out. But I mean, if you know who it is, you know who it is. Okay, I'm almost at work here. I have to set up a table. So how about you help me set up this table? So let's see, where am I? I'm sorry, I keep going, because I know there's another podcaster who does that, and it drives me nuts. Hozaimasu. Jao, yimakara tebe motte kimasu. Hi. Pause. Hang on. Okay, I'm back. I'm going to finish this up. Just go outside for a sec. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to Mixi, and it'll be interesting to see how the press eventually breaks this story, because they're going to have to. And it's tough because of the privacy laws. In fact, I know a whole lot more about the story, but I don't want to tell it because I don't want to get in trouble either. And also because, man, these two people's lives have just been destroyed. And it's sad to see that there are so many people reveling in just destroying these two people. There was a rumor going around that the woman had committed suicide, but that turned out to be unsubstantiated. But most people said, yeah, hey, if it was me, I would definitely off myself. So, it's just a shame. It's the whole dilemma about Web 2.0 is that you have to give the legitimate users the freedom that they want to attract them, but there are going to be other people who abuse those freedoms by doing things that are illegal or to cause grief to the legitimate users. And if you take away those freedoms, then it takes away part of the value of the site. But at the same time, if you leave those freedoms, someone else is going to take away the value of the site. So what do? This is probably good news for MySpace. MySpace is currently developing a Japanese version of their site. They haven't said when it's going to come out, but it's supposed to come out within the next 12 months or so. And I've heard rumors that it sort of appeared on site. It appeared online very briefly, maybe because of a mistake, but it is under development and they are planning on breaking into this market. No one really has. There's a couple of popular social networking sites. There's Habbo Hotel and there's Psy World from Korea, but the biggest one was definitely Mixi. So there you have it. This is a story that is quite big in the Japanese blogosphere, but has been not ignored by the press, but has been suppressed by the press. Because, you know, what do? You don't want to destroy these two people's lives any more than they've already been. But, you know, it's a legitimate story at the same time. So I'm probably the first person to tell it in English, frankly. I haven't seen it in any news. If you search Google News for Mixi, all you find is news about their initial public stock offering and how it went. I still can't think of the word when a star explodes. God damn. And I know people are yelling it at me, but I can't hear it. So anyway, I'm going to finish this off with a song. Last week, I logged into podshow.com, and I did it again. I have to stop doing that. I logged into podshow.com, and on the first page, they have a little box there with some random user photos. And one of the photos was a woman named Kyoko, and I'd never seen a Japanese woman on Podshow before as a listener. So I clicked on her picture and looked at her profile. It turns out that she's a lead singer of a band called the Plastic Soul Band. And I listened to one of their songs, and it was awesome. It was great. It's pretty long. It's 8 minutes long, but it's well worth a listen. Get a couple minutes into the song, you can just hear her start channeling the spirit of Janis Joplin. So I really dig this song, and I'm going to try to track them down and go to one of their live performances. So if anyone else is interested who's in Tokyo, you know, give me a call. We'll get together sometime. So here it is. This is Lonesome Hearted Woman Blues by Plastic Soul Band.
同じ夢見て目を覚ました。あなたは隣で寝息立ててるのに手を伸ばしても届かぬ without you, babe, you make me so bad, bad, bad. 知っていたよ。あなたが優しい嘘ついてることを。来るのが怖かった私が本当に欲しいもの口にすると壊れるとずっと感じてた Darling I just can't live without you babe you make me soが来るの